In DeKalb's Memorial Park at First Street and Lincoln Highway stands the century-old Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Clock. An annual Veterans Day commemoration takes place at the base of the 18-foot monument at 11 a.m., the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Armistice Day, the exact time of the 1918 ceasefire ending the First World War. A lot of Americans questioned our involvement in that war, but observed Armistice Day to honor those who had died. Armistice Day was celebrated across the country for years before Congress finally got around to making it an official holiday in 1938, quote, dedicated to the cause of world peace, end quote. Peace proved elusive. World War II saw us emerge the greatest military power the world has ever known. In 1954, Kansas Congressman Ed Reese successfully proposed changing the name to Veterans Day, honoring all who had served, living or dead, recognizing, quote, since World War I, millions of American men have fought and died under the flag of the United States in the furtherance of world peace, end quote. Memorial Park is nicknamed Peace Park because for years it's also where anti-war peace protests and other demonstrations in DeKalb are held. Since World War II, none of our undeclared wars or military activities have gone unquestioned while we continue to honor our veterans. We remain the greatest military power in world history. Perhaps we can also remember and rededicate ourselves to the original intent of Armistice Day, quote, the cause of world peace, end quote. I'm Dave Rathke, and that's my perspective.